No, I don't. No, sir, I do not.
How do you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
We refer to them as a white person.
Good. And suppose you were angry with a member of my race. Well, I won't even ask you that because I know ministers don't use
words. No, she wouldn't.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Angry.
Suppose you had been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired. I think that, of course, it's some other slang word they use too.
Well, give me some of that.
Some of them say I'm really pooped.
All right. Any others?
I'm back home. Working on the farm, that would be the best thing.
You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl was at school. The nurse and the doctor examined the girl and they sent her home early because she what?
Sent us from the hospital?
Well, let's try it another way. After this little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he what? What do little boys do when they use tobacco?
Oh, yeah.
What happens to them?
Gets drunk, I reckon. Giddy-headed, swimming in the head.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick what?
In the stomach.
Say it again?
Sick in the stomach.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding? Some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom. Mm-hmm. You ever heard a term for that?
Give a name, I don't think.
You ever heard of a serenade?
Oh, serenade, yes, sir. Serenade, right.
Right. What do you call a hobgoblin that some mothers use to threaten their children with? You know, you hear them sometimes say to their children, you'd better behave or what will get you?
They always say the bad man or the devil will get you.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what? This very far.
To carry this there.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its 4 legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call a similar animal that lives on dry land?
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
We call it the chitlins.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of the egg is part of the yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body right here?
Oh, breath.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You might say, the man went fishing in a...
Oh, a boat.
Okay. What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Covering for a pillow?
It's a thing that you put over.
Oh, you mean a boat. Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pair of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Beat the other one.
All right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he is squatting down? You might say he was down on his